Melissa, Melissa Venegas, Venegas, 11384, chief complaint, left-sided neck pain. Patient is holding her neck to the left, favoring it because it's hurting so bad. She said it started in 2 days ago. She doesn't know if any trauma. She works at Dollar General. She does a lot of movement every day, but there was no particular trauma per se. She has no chest pain, no nausea, vomiting, hematosis, metachesia. She's had migraine headaches, but this feels nothing like a migraine headache. The only thing that this feels similar to is when she had herpes zoster at one time around her stomach, and she was hurting so bad for a couple of days before the actual lesions showed up. Period. COVID immunization, none. Medication level thyroxine. Family history, high blood pressure, cancer in mom and dad. No bleeding issues, no neck problems, no other issues recommended. Surgery DNC 2013. Social married, has 3 children. She works at Dollar General under a lot of stress, she tells me. Review of system as above. She weighs 200 pounds, no significant change. 98%, 98.4, 16, 101, 130, 5 over 80. Heart positive, swamp positive is 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Her TMs are clear. Patient does have definite tenderness over the left side of her neck. She's holding her neck cocked to the right. Movement of the neck definitely causes problems. Appears to be very much musculoskeletal. Assessment, number one, neck pain. Number two, torticollis. Number three, the problem with torticollis is the pain also goes all the way down to the shoulder blade and in the back region. Because of that reason, we looked at her carotid. There was no disruption of the blood flow. We looked at her for lymph nodes in the neck. No abnormal lymphadenopathy was found. We looked at her thyroid. Her thyroid looks very thin, especially since she's hypothyroid. We looked at her abdomen to make sure she had no referred pain. There was no evidence of referred pain. Gallbladder looked normal. The liver and kidneys and spleen looked normal. Patient is not hypoxic. She has no cough. She has no shortness of breath. The skin shows no abnormality. The lower extremity shows no edema-causing cyanosis, no evidence of DVT or PVD. Once again, the only thing this is similar to is when patient had symptoms of zoster, a few days beforehand she had severe pain in that area. EKG today is done for sake of completeness. There's no cardiovascular abnormality noted. My plan at this time is to give her Toradol 60 milligram, which was done. She had about 30% improvement. Then give her Medrol dose pack and Toradol at home. next number, have her come back in 24 hours. If not improved or if it gets worse, must go to the emergency room for a CT scan of the neck, which, again, I don't believe there's any evidence or abnormality to think there's any lesions in that area. This appears to be all musculoskeletal. Next number. Discuss findings with patients. She agrees, and she will come back later for blood work. She doesn't want to have any blood work at this time, but she needs to have her thyroid checked as well. Thank you.